You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
I did notice line movement here, Gil, in this particular matchup.
Yeah, Denver money from minus 3 to minus 5 currently. And, you know, that makes sense, right? We saw Denver, as we just talked about in both cases, Denver beat Green Bay badly, and Indianapolis look good in the end, but lose again to Carolina. So it's really Denver money based on Denver's performance against Green Bay, no surprise.
Yeah, these two matchups we're talking about, we talked about these four teams, but in a different order last week, Gil. The Colts have fallen to 3-5 in their division after that loss against the Panthers. The Broncos 7-0 in the AFC West after the comprehensive victory against the Packers on Sunday night. Do you think Peyton Manning went somewhere to silencing his doubters last week? I'm one of them. I was one of them, admittedly so. Or do you think that performance against the Packers was an aberration? I suppose that's what you've got to handicap this line on, or handicap this match on, your thought process behind Manning.
Yeah, and I was wrong too. I mean, reports of Peyton Manning's arm's death have been greatly exaggerated. There's nothing better for a old quarterback than a bye week, apparently, because he needed that bye week, because he came out of that bye week looking pretty good, didn't he?
Yes.
So I don't know that it's an aberration. You know, we've had this narrative with Peyton Manning before where we're like, oh, no, it's over. Meanwhile, they're 7-0, thanks to a great defense. By the way, Russell Wilson's career, I mean, let's not take that away from Peyton Manning. Russell Wilson's entire career is largely based on the fact that he's been playing with a defense that has been so amazing. So it's really made his record as a quarterback great. So no shame in that. And I think this is one of those matchups where Indianapolis's strength, any strength that they might have, just plays right into Denver's strengths. And so this is just a mismatch to me. But it's an interesting, as you said, it's an interesting thing. We're talking about the same four teams, just differently matched. And in the case of, the Packers played the Panthers this week after playing the Broncos last week, two undefeated games in a row. Well, the Colts are actually doing the reverse. 6-0 Panthers and now the 7-0 Broncos. So way to go, Colts. This is terrible for them.
It is, and they're up against one of the meanest defenses, or maybe even the meanest defense in the National Football League now. And they have made coaching changes as well, Gil. Not the last time we'll mention this on the podcast, I'm sure, throughout the year. But Chuck Pagano, he's wielded the axe, hasn't he, Gil? And probably in the hope that his own head won't get chopped off at any point, because Pep Hamilton's gone. Former Cleveland Browns head coach Rob Chudzinski has got the call up. And what a way for him to start, Gil. It's a baptism of fire here for Chudzinski. It's going to be difficult for him to get his ducks in a row in order to find some way of defeating the Denver Broncos.
And this just strikes me as a bit of reaching and scapegoatism, whatever you want to call it. I just don't think this is the reason why the Colts have been struggling. I don't think Pep Hamilton did anything wrong. Pep Hamilton was the offensive coordinator when Matt Hasselbeck was the quarterback, and they won games. No one was screaming about Pep Hamilton earlier in the season when that was going on. Andrew Luck, Dave, deserves some criticism. You know, it's about time that we are okay with the fact that we can say, hey, look, Andrew Luck is too loose with the football. He throws way too many picks. You know, we have this narrative about Robert Griffin III. Oh, well, you know, he had one great year, and then he got injured, and he's terrible. And now Colin Kaepernick. Wow, he got the Niners to the Super Bowl, and now he's terrible. I'm not putting Andrew Luck in that group, but we're allowed to say Andrew Luck had three great years, and you know what? He still has a huge interception problem that is really manifesting itself this year. He's not that good. His total QBR is eighth in the league, ranked eighth in the fourth quarter, but he's dead last in the first three quarters this year. Mm-hmm. And overall, when you put that all in the mix, he's the third worst quarterback in football this year, Andrew Luck. And I don't think that's Pep Hamilton's fault. I really don't.
No, I agree with you, Gil. And just to go back to what you said about Colin Kaepernick, I mean, how bad do they think he is if Blaine Gabbert is getting the start over Kaepernick in San Francisco?
That's right. I mean, not to digress, but Gabbert, I mean, if you do total QBR and passer rating over 47 quarterbacks with at least 500 pass attempts since 2011, he's 47th. So that's how bad they think Colin Kaepernick is. Blaine Gabbert, if you go back to 2006, in total QBR. It's 22.6. That's a full 6 points worse than Brandon Whedon, to put him in perspective, with at least 1,000 action plays. So, yeah, I mean, they really think he's terrible. Obviously, Andrew Luck is not in that boat. But, you know, when he gets into this game against the Broncos, we talked about the impact of pressuring the quarterback with the Panthers versus the Packers. Well, the Broncos pressure opposing quarterbacks 37% of pass plays. That's the highest rate not only this year, Dave, but of the last 7 seasons by any team. I mean, they come after the quarterback. And Andrew Luck is being pressured on 30% of pass plays. It's the highest rate of his career. Denver allowing just 4.1 yards per play. That's the best in the NFL. And through the air, they're allowing just 5.0 yards per pass attempt allowed. That's the best in the NFL. So Andrew Luck, enjoy the Broncos.
It's worth noting as well that Peyton Manning is going for Brett Favre's all-time passing record. He's just 284 yards shy of that record now. And I think he'd love to break the record against the Colts, who beat him in last season's divisional playoff match. And that could be added motivation. I'm sure he won't need that incentive, but it's there, Gil.
Yeah, I said that on Guessing Lines. I said, do we still care that Peyton Manning is returning to Indianapolis? No? Anyone? Anyone? I don't know if we do or not. But you know, you're right, 284 yards for the all-time leader in passing yards. And by the way, if he wins, he becomes the winningest, we love that word here, the winningest starting quarterback in the National Football League history. So, and now he's got Vernon Davis to add to his arsenal, by the way, the old San Francisco tight end, in addition to Owen Daniels. Now he's got the two tight ends set with Vernon Davis. By the way, Vernon Davis, if you look at his stats, his production has fallen off a cliff, so he's trying to bring that up in Denver, and it appears to be a good match. So, you know, I hate to be chalky, as we like to say on this one. I hate to really back the favorite on the road blindly here, but it just strikes me as one of these matchups that does not play well for the Colts.
Yeah, I've got a tendency to agree, and they're -5 here, the Denver Broncos. That line has moved from around about 3 to the 5 it is now. Good move, I think, getting Vernon Davis in. I don't think they'll ever, or I'm not sure they'll be able to replicate what they had with Julius Thomas, Gil, but I suppose they're looking at it from that angle here, that perspective, get another good tight end in.
I think they are. You know, Vernon Davis had 2 13 touchdown seasons back in 2012 and 2013, and then in the 20 games since, over the last two seasons, and again, chicken and egg, is this Kaepernick or is this Davis? What's going on? Davis has just 2 touchdowns and is averaging just 22 receiving yards per game. And I don't know if you know this, famously, Vernon Davis called out Colin Kaepernick apparently in the locker room last week. Next thing you know, he was being shipped to Denver and Colin Kaepernick was being benched. So, you know, maybe it's just a bad situation in San Francisco, and maybe he can revive his career with Peyton Manning. If you can revive it anywhere as a tight end, it's with Peyton Manning.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.